This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Heading into another weekend and so much going on as always. Shooting stars in the sky this week. Former NBA shooting all-star Gilbert Arenas promising to snitch after getting arrested for gambling, saying he only rented out the house. Stars Katy Perry, former PM Justin Trudeau. Look at them. 50 Cent. Posting video of Benzino back on the mic. I guess it's a big comeback, but let's skip all that. We have more than enough to cover.
My favorite stories of the day.
As of Thursday, when I recorded this, the NYPD is still looking for this 36-year-old dude who basically affirmed the old hooking the keys Hollywood writing trope. So when reports say he somehow stole handcuff keys from a sleeping cop, this was last Wednesday the 23rd while in a hospital being treated for drug use in uptown Manhattan's Washington Heights. Yeah, slipped away, disguised himself by slipping on a doctor's white lab coat, blue hospital pants and socks, and slipping out. And for slipping up, that cop, well, he was suspended for his part in the scene that we've all likely seen in shows and movies. But wait, there's more. You know, speaking of writing tropes, the NYPD arrested this dude in the first place the Saturday before when they say he seemed to be high on methamphetamines or something when he stole a small dinghy boat from a marina off the Hudson in Uptown, then rowed it out to a larger boat anchored in the middle of the river, then got on that bigger boat and took off all his clothes. Yeah, the NYPD's Harbor Unit officers saw him out there mooning folks with the sun up. They went out, arrested him, only for their napping, now suspended colleague to let him sneak off a few days later. Now, I'm gonna pick up the pace here because the rest of these I wrote up a little shorter to get more in, since, hey, more the merrier. And I'll stick with nudity because this time out of Oklahoma City, where police say a guy, a big guy, described as about 6'2", 400 pounds, and showing it all off naked, broke into a home, then saw a gun pointed at him, and then ran his big naked butt back out the back door, jumped in the pond in the family's backyard, and then, like the old Baptist church hymnal, waded in the water for about an hour until cops came and got him. KFOR News talked with the family, who told them that naked 6'2", 400-pound dude was trying to sneak around in the pond with his head peeking up from the water like a hippopotamus. Their description, but there are no wild hippos in OKC, so cops knew it was him. They arrested him. The homeowner described to KFOR as a big, fat, naked, crazy guy. Don't you know we love you, sweet. And speaking of crazy, Florida. Several stories out of the Sunshine State, too, starting with WESH-TV2. Reporting a 22-year-old man in Fort Myers pulled a gun and robbed a cashier inside an arcade two Fridays ago, then ran out and jumped in a car in which his mama was the getaway driver. Lee County sheriffs arrested both of them the following Tuesday because cops say old Mama Dukes and her boy didn't account for the arcade surveillance cameras catching their getaway's license plate. Just south of Orlando, Fox 35 is reporting a guy was arrested last Thursday the 24th after cops in Kissimmee say he was out golfing last month and got so upset with the party in front of them going too slow for his liking, he first yelled for them to hurry up. And when cops say he saw a guy talking instead of swinging, he lost it and started swinging on him, punching a bone that broke under one of the man's eyes. Mr. Impatient and his golfing buddy left, but also left behind credit card info at the golf club, so cops say they found him. And the day before that arrest for the golfing mess in Kissimmee, Chuck E. Cheese was arrested in Florida's Panhandle. As in the kids' arcade and pizza chain mascot. Yeah, last Wednesday, the 23rd, the Tallahassee Democrat newspaper is reporting local police went into a Chuck E. Cheese in town and right in front of the kids and parents slapped handcuffs on old Chuck and let him out. So he was done throwing out candy for kids to fight over on the ground. Yeah, arrested the 41-year-old man in the mascot suit for credit card fraud while folks took pictures and videos, posted it all online, showing Tallahassee cops have no chill. Scar those kids for life. They'll never look at Mr. Cheese the same way again.
Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick.
And at Miami International Airport last Thursday, the TSA posted on their Facebook page that agents caught a woman who led me to do a quick search online for largest bra size. 102 ZZZ, by the way, is what Guinness World Records cited. And I was curious because TSA officials say this woman tried sneaking two turtles through a security checkpoint. Yeah, inside her bra. And they say one of them died. For the record, small pets are allowed through airport checkpoints. They just have to be in a carrier. And yeah, bra is a carrier, just not for turtles. She did not have to do all that. Back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Enjoy this brief moment of peace. Thank you for manifesting this peace into being. Brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn on.
And now for the world around us.
Radio New Zealand is reporting cops have had to warn folks living in an Auckland North Shore neighborhood about a cat burglar stealing underwear, literally, as in a woman telling and showing them her 14-month-old cat named Leo has stolen over 150 pieces of people's underwear and socks over the last 9 months. The owner says she's had to take pictures of all the items to post in Facebook and WhatsApp groups that she started to find whoever the underwear belongs to. You know how whoever cleans and vacuums the sofa gets to pocket the change and other goodies that fall between the pillows? You know, it's kind of an unofficial rule, as long as it's not valuable. Well, the BBC is reporting a former Thames Valley police constable in Oxfordshire found a £5 note while cleaning their cop car last September or October, freely admitted to keeping it, calling it a cleaning fee, by the way, and was reported for taking that £5 note. He quit the force after that, but was still brought up on gross misconduct charges, and a police misconduct panel found him guilty 2 weeks ago. The punishment? Nothing. He already quit, so it was all for paperwork. Well, the Guardian newspaper, Indian Express, and others dropped reports last week to say a 45-year-old man in India was arrested last week and accused of impersonating an ambassador to places like Siborga, it's a small village in Italy, and the micronation of West Antarctica, which is only a thing on paper in Antarctica, apparently. And investigators say he carried out the con inside an apartment unit he rented and claimed as his embassy, the apartment unit. Now, cops say he had four cars with fake diplomatic license plates and trick people into giving him money by promising to get them jobs in other countries. Police say he was lying left and right. Now, some of us may have seen those Google Street Map cars riding around with cameras posted on their rooftops for the images that pop up on Google Maps and search results for the addresses and places. Well, CTV News is reporting one of those camera cars caught a man bare but naked in his own yard 8 years ago in a small town in Argentina. Only the image was used on Google. It ended up making local TV news. His bum was shared on local social media, so he sued. Invasion of privacy, saying the cameras caught him over a wall in his own yard. A couple lower courts dismissed him, but it came out last week an appeals court sided with the guy and ordered Google pay him about $12,500. And saw reports in Vice and Japan Today on Japan's National Police Agency, or NPA, warning kids and parents especially to return or hand over to police a toy gun called the Real Gimmick Mini Revolver. It was imported from China. They say about 450 have been turned in so far, among some 16,000 of these bright blue and green toy guns. They were mostly put inside those crane games, you know, for the kids to try and grab and win the toys inside. But there's a recall right now because officials say it shoots the 8 plastic bullets that come in the packaging. But cops test it. Found it also shoots real bullets, too. Real Gimmick Mini Revolver. Yeah, living up to its name.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
We'll skip ahead again to celebrity birthdays coming up.
You've got the Medical Express card. You don't need to worry about a thing when it comes to healthcare costs. It's all taken care of. If you're crossing the street and you get hit by a speeding pickle truck,
you're covered.
Say your dog confuses you with a burglar.
And the way your go-kart pays. Wiggy, 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 we can't see whatever happened to your booty. But we still love your flat-butt ways and the way your go-kart pays.
I pick Wig up, I pick him up off the floor. That big bad husband went and got his 44. I said, come on, Wig, let me get you all up out of here.
Been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed?
Or for using baby oil to a suspicious degree? The law firm of McCracken.
Time for birthdays.
Yeah, time to feel old. Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday, August 1st.
Cause I want it all, on nothing.
Making the band, O-Town, singer-songwriter Ashley Parker Angels, 44. Aquaman, big strong man, Jason Momoa, 46. Vanessa Huxtable in The Cosby Show. Actor Tempest Bledsoe is 52. Skyfall, American Beauty, movie director Sam Mendes, 60.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, yeah.
Counting Crows, lead singer Adam Duritz, 61. Public Enemy number one rapper Chuck D is 65.
Yeah, he's like a bomb, baby, come and get it on.
Def Leppard lead singer Joe Elliott, 66.
Someone to dance with.
1990 MTV VMA Best New Artist Michael Penn, Sean's brother, 67.
So-called smoking gun.
Singer-guitarist Robert Cray, 72. And on Saturday...
A Pepsi, please.
Sorry, we only have Coke.
Now you've done it.
You're sorry? Not half as sorry as you're gonna be.
Remember the little Pepsi girl with the dimples in the late 90s commercials? Well, actor Halle Eisenberg will turn 33.
It's true, it's true. Only do this body for you.
And singer Charlie XCX will also hit 33. Actor Sam Worthington, 49. Silent Bob. Actor and director Kevin Smith, 55. Jersey Boy. Actor Mary Louise Parker, 61.
What?
That ain't Lake Minnetonka.
Older Purple Rain actor and singer Apollonia, Patricia Apollonia Cotero, will turn 66 Saturday. Then on Sunday the 3rd.
He loves me, he loves you no matter what.
Singer Holly Arnstein in one of Puffy's old groups, Dream. Arnstein, 40. Grace's sister and Meryl Streep's oldest daughter, Mamie Gummer, will be 42. Actor Evangeline Lilly in Lost, yeah, she'll be 46. Actor Michael Ealy in Barbershop, he'll turn 52.
Been broke it up and asked not to break, said they don't understand the way you
Salt and Pepper's old DJ Spinderella, hope they can work it out. She'll be 54. Actor Isaiah Washington will be 62. Collective Soul singer Ed Roland, also 62. Metallica lead singer guitarist James Hetfield, also 62 on Sunday. Miss Shimenti in Abbott Elementary, actor Lisa Ann Walters, 64. Actor John C. McGinley in Scrubs, he'll be 66. Mrs. Winslow, the mom in Family Matters, and in Perfect Strangers, actor Joe Marie Payton, 75. Movie director John Landis, Trading Places, Animal House, Blues Brothers, Landis, also 75. Lifestyle and interior design expert, ex-con, and Snoop's homie Martha Stewart, 84.
But will you love me tomorrow?
The Shirelles, singer Beverly Lee, also 84, and actor Martin Sheen, 85. Then on Monday, Barbie, director, writer Greta Gerwig, will be 42. Actor turned princess Meghan Markle, 44. Singer, dancer, and actor Marcus Houston, not immature anymore, also 44. Rapper and occasional actor Yo-Yo, also 54. Lost in Hawaii 5-0 actor Daniel Day-Kim, 57. And actor Billy Bob Thornton turned 70 Monday. And that's it for another Real Pod newscast. Appreciate you all listening as always. Hey, and I also love feedback, good or bad. Hit me up on the show's Facebook and YouTube pages. Coming soon to TikTok and Instagram. And Marty's about to give the website. And there's an email at the bottom of the site. Have a great weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Singer, dancer, and actor Marcus Houston. Not immature anymore, also 44. Hey, that rhyme. I got bars.
Showed up.